Hello, I'm Phil Perry.
And I'm Phil Citrin.
The Phil and Phil Show. Hi, Phil. Why don't we tell everyone about the show this week, all the interesting segments on Anthem Alive.
Sounds good. We start with a report filed by SCA TV reporter Judy Lloyd about Revel, a refined senior community, and her interview with executive director Rob Kravitz.
Next up, we'll hear from Larry Kaplan and John Michael, giving us an update on the Lifelong Learning Club.
And after that, we'll have the very popular segment of Cindy Joseph entitled Loving Life Over 60, this week featuring Dan Roberts and Rana Goodman.
Wow, as always, I love the great range of topics covered by Anthem Alive. The subject coming up after that is very important for everyone to hear. The Dangers of Pain Medication by Dr. Mel Pohl, Chief Medical Officer of the Las Vegas Recovery Center.
Wow, that should be very informative.
Yeah.
And then we'll take a trip to Red Rock Canyon with Bob Goldberg and visit the tortoise habitat.
All that and more on this week's edition of
Anthem Alive!
Well, now I'd like to introduce you all to my lovely co-host, Phil Perry. And let's find out a little bit about you, Phil.
Well, you know a lot already, right? We have been working together for 3 years now.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think so. I think you won the Anthem's Got Talent the year after I did. I won for dance and you won for comedy.
Yes.
We've both been with the Performing Arts Club. And now with Spotlight Productions, and we did some Kaleidoscope along the way, so we've had a lot of fun on stage.
Yes, we have. So what was your life like before you came up here in Anthem?
Oh, it was a whirlwind. I'm going to write a book on that one.
Okay.
It started off, I was 13 years old and almost 5'9". So
wow.
I started off modeling and then got into television, which is why I'm here now, and did some movies along the way and got my real estate license at 23, my broker's license at 28, and just decided to go that direction. So it's been fun, and I love it here. It's a wonderful place to live. This is the good life.
Yes.
Bunch of crazy kind of occupations along the way. I ran a yacht and did a charter business in Florida and sailed around the Caribbean. But you have a lot going
Amazing.
On. You just got back from Australia.
I did just come back from Australia.
Yeah.
By the way, do you know what they call a couple of lazy kangaroo children?
No, what?
Pouch potatoes.
Pouch potatoes. That's a good one. That's a cute one.
Anyway.
So tell us about your career, Phil.
Well, I grew up in New York, and I bought a house here in 2003, but I didn't move here until 2006. I worked on Wall Street for 35 years, and unfortunately, I was standing at the foot of the World Trade Center watching all that terribleness that was going on.
9/11.
I can't even talk about it. It really hurts me too much. And then 10 years after that, 6 years after that, I moved here, and somebody asked me to carry a flag in a show, and I caught the bug, and that was in 06 or 07, and I've been performing ever since. And let me tell you, as an executive on Wall Street, I never performed in front of anybody before unless I was conducting a lecture, which I did for 35 years, training Wall Street professionals, over 70,000 of them in my career. But this is much more rewarding, much more enjoyable, and I'm enjoying life up here so much.
Well, now that everybody knows a little bit more about us, let's get on with the show.
Right. Do you know anyone who's tired of managing a home, cooking meals, doing housekeeping, and driving? Maybe they might be interested in life at the brand new Revel Senior Community in Henderson, opening this month. Our reporter, Judy Lloyd, visited as construction was nearly completed and spoke with Executive Director Rob Kravitz.
Revel Nevada just opened its doors. It's a one-of-a-kind destination from the amenities to the food, spa, the gym, a salon. Oh boy, it goes on and on.
Joining us now is Executive Director Rob Kravitz. Rob, it's great to be here and to see this beautiful, new, exciting project I've been hearing so much about. So tell us about Revel.
So it's very exciting today because this is the first day we've actually moved into the building, and we have a move-in date for our first set of residents, which will be March 12th. So a lot's been going on. So, but in terms of who's moving into Revel, it's really an active senior, 55 and up, who's looking to downsize, maybe looking for more social interaction, maybe it's both. But, you know, it's not just about the 1 and 2 bedroom floor plans that we have. It's really, there's a sense of community that we've started here with that offers a lot of choices, choices in dining, choices in staying fit, choices in reaching your full potential and really thriving.
Well, if our viewers would mm-hmm. like to get to know more, you know, of the details mm-hmm. in terms of costs, possibilities, and mm-hmm. and things like that, where do they go?
Well, they come right here to Revel. And we have so much to show in terms of our furnished models, our 1 and 2 bedroom floor plans that are furnished, so they could actually see, you know, what the apartment's going to look like, how it's going to look like with the furniture that they bring. And then we also, you know, tour all these great social spaces. But we also, you know, when you sit down with our sales team, we want to make sure that Revel is right for you. And so, you know, you're able to take your cost of living now and use the tools that we have and to see, you know, and just to make sure that you know what your life is going to be like once you move into Revel, because we're all inclusive. It's not just paying rent. It also, you know, our rents include your meals. They include your utilities. They include your weekly housekeeping. They include your transportation. So it's not just an apartment.
Your weekly house cleaning.
Mm-hmm.
I need to sign up. This is great. Okay. So what do the apartments actually look like? What do you bring into the apartment living? Is it a nice apartment that you'd feel comfortable and proud of?
Absolutely. They have full kitchens with shaker-style cabinets. There's granite. There is all the appliances that you're going to need. There's washer and dryers. They are, you know, they're nicely appointed, and so, you know, it's a place where you're going to enjoy downsizing into, and so you'll enjoy your apartment, but you'll also enjoy all the spaces that's, you know, outside of the apartment and come together and share with friends and family.
Tell us about the dining program. Choices people have, and this exciting executive chef I've been hearing about.
Chef Bo McMillan, he is our executive chef. He's a Food Network competitor. He's a restaurateur as well. He's writing the menus. He's creating the recipes. And those will be executed on site by our on-site culinary team. Now, we have two different restaurants for our residents to choose from. We have this room that we're in, which is Ovations. It's our main restaurant. And then because we have a liquor license, we will also have a pub or social club type environment, and where people can unwind and enjoy happy hour. Each restaurant will have their own completely different menu. The menus will rotate on a quarterly basis. So if you're living here, you're not going to get tired of the same thing over and over again.
Is it true that you even have cabanas by the pool?
We will have cabanas out by the pool. We will have pool service.
Wow.
Our pool salt water, which is the latest and greatest thing. It's salt water, and we also have a jacuzzi. So there is a lot of great things going on outside besides what's going on inside the building.
So tell me about more about the lifestyle and the activities are here if I wanted to move in.
Absolutely. And our lifestyle program is quite different from you know what might be going on in some other communities. We are doing a culture called Masterpiece Living, and it's not just a program, it's a true culture, and it's a culture of successful aging. Not that our residents haven't aged successfully, but this is really a chance for them to reach their full potential.
Well, Rob, thanks so much for sharing with us and giving us this insight to this fabulous new community. We're very excited for your now being a part of the community.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
This is Judy Lloyd, reporting for Sun City Anthem, saying goodbye from me and Rob.
So I understand Revel is located on Wigwam, just across from the R.C. Willie store on Stephanie. That's my favorite place because I'm staging and decorating all the time, so got to get by there. Thanks, Judy. Now, let's have an update in the Let's Go Clubbing segment with Esther Finder, visiting the Lifelong Learning Club leaders, Larry Kaplan and John Michael.
Hi. Today we're going to be talking to the folks from the Lifelong Learning Club.
We're dedicated to the pursuit of learning through presentations and moderated discussions. Our programs involve a wide variety of topics of interest to the residents of Sun City Anthem. We don't have multi-class courses. Each event is usually standalone. While each event is nominally 1 hour long, we have some flexibility to allow time for questions and answers. We don't have tests or report cards. Each month, we usually have 3 presentations and 1 discussion, so we have an activity most weeks. Most of our events are in Anthem Center. Once a year, we have our annual honor brunch to honor our presenters and volunteers. We take videos of each of our presentations, and they are later available for checkout by club members from our video library, in case they're unable to see the presentation or in person or want to see it again. Our annual dues are only $10. You can find out more about our club from our monthly flyers that are available in Anthem Center, the Spirit Magazine, the Sun City Anthem website, the monitors or screens at our centers, and our brochures.
How do you select your speakers?
We get input from a lot of people about our speakers.
We use people from our own area here, our own residents. So they come with stories from their life that's unbelievable.
And do you always meet at the same time?
No. As a matter of fact, we have it set up so that some of our meetings are in the morning, some in the afternoon, and then we have one nighttime meeting. But we have meetings almost every week. We're currently doing 3 presentations a month and 1 discussion a month. Learning is very important throughout our lives. We don't have to stop learning.
I'm always glad that I have gone to the lecture because I always learn something. I think I'm getting more out of it. I'm learning something all the time. I think I've become a more interesting person because I can talk about these things. It's a fantastic way to learn about what our residents are doing. We had a female traffic controller in the Panama Canal. You don't have women in the Panama Canal controlling traffic, but she was. And what she went through, unbelievable, fantastic. We had a life journey illustrator that came in and he could draw your face in an unbelievable short amount of time. Fantastic guy. We have a spy that lives here in our as a resident. He was in the Navy. They picked him out. The CIA picked him out to be a spy, and he was in Operation Lemonade. That's our program, and it's fun to go to. It really is. You learn something every time.
How many people belong to the club?
We have roughly 300 people, give or take a little bit.
I'd like to absolutely invite everybody to join the Lifelong Learning Club. It is a fantastic club. You'll learn something every time you come. Doesn't matter what the subject is, it's fun.
Thanks for joining us. This is Esther Finder for SCA TV.
Well, I'm certainly looking forward to hearing Rhonda Goodman and Dan Roberts speaking with reporter Cindy Joseph in Her Loving Life Over 60.
This is the love story of 2 Anthem seniors. And there's no retirement here because they're always working. Dan Roberts is the editor of The Vegas Voice. Rhonda Goodman is the political editor for The Vegas Voice. How did you two meet?
We were introduced by one of our columnists, Mary Schramsky, Don Schramsky, ex-board member, his wife.
Was there an attraction?
I don't know that he even remembered me, but I first saw him when he came to a meeting of the Senior Citizens Advisory Commission, of which I was a member. He came with some copies of his paper at that time, and I thought, very attractive, very nice-looking man, but he was married at the time.
Oh.
So that was about as far as the interest went. But unfortunately, his wife passed away a little while after that. And then Mary kept calling me and bugging me and asking to give him my phone number. And I said, nah, he's not ready. And she says, oh, yeah, he's very ready. And so she gave him my number.
About 8-9 months later.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How was it for you?
It was extremely strange. It was. Oh, no, only because I was married all my life.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, I'm a widow. And the idea of dating again and seeing somebody again and trying to be nice to somebody again was extremely difficult. And luckily, all kidding aside, Rana had the patience to deal with me as I, you know, mumbled and bumbled and fumbled. But next thing you know, I'm in love with another woman. And I've been quite lucky with that. Here you have two people who are elderly or in their over 50, let's use that term, that are in their 50s, and everyone has a certain way of living, and now you have to blend two different personalities, including their families, and it was interesting, but I think we successfully navigated it.
What was your first date like?
A lot of people wanted to fix me up with people, and my attitude became, it's only lunch. Nothing, and you know, there's no harm in just having lunch. And that's what we did. We had lunch at P.F. Chang, and it was fun. Normally, a lot of times I'd have lunch with someone, and like you couldn't wait for the lunch to be over. With us, we talked, and it seemed like a long, very enjoyable lunch. It was fun.
It was very different for me because I've never had lunch with another woman. I had it with columnists. I've had it with different people that I'm interviewing. I've had it with people that I have to work with. But I never had lunch with a date, and I found it extraordinary. I mean, there was an instant attraction and an instant togetherness.
What things do you enjoy doing together?
Whatever she tells me to do.
In the very beginning, it was kind of scary once Dan moved in because I thought too much togetherness can normally ruin a relationship.
Mm-hmm. I find it extremely what's different and exciting, that it was just a natural blend.
Mm-hmm.
And it really was like two halves of a coin coming together.
Yeah, I think it's especially interesting for me because I was single for such a long time, and I had become, in my mind, very difficult to be with. He says all the time, takes a special person to love you, and I always thought in a way that was really true because I'd become very independent and very much on my own, and it became very easy for me to walk away from a relationship. But I don't feel that way with him. I'm just so comfortable around him. And like I said to you the other day, we've never had a fight, really.
Every day's an adventure, but you know, it the main thing was the idea of what it's like living with another person, what it's like after all these years being with someone, and she has her ways of doing things, and I have mine. And again, I mentioned in the paper that really, we've been together now 5 years, and like she said, we really haven't had a fight. And I'm telling people that the real reason, it's not love, it's not respect, it's not that we care for each other, it's that we have separate bathrooms. And this way, she can do whatever she wants to do in her bathroom, I can do whatever I want to do in mine.
What advice can you give couples?
Don't sweat the small stuff. Too many people nitpick and fight over things that really don't matter. And you should never have arguments about things that don't matter, and don't go to bed mad.
I just tell people, is it worth it? If I'm going to have an argument with Rana, what am I having an argument over? Is it worth it? If she wants to get in the way during a football game and say, let's go out, then it's worth it. Then we would have an argument. No, but the main thing is it worth it? And 99.9% of the time, it doesn't, and it's not. So why do it?
This is wonderful coming to your home and interviewing both of you. Cindy Joseph, Sun City Anthem, Anthem Alive.
That was very interesting, and they are so cute together. I've enjoyed all of Cindy's couple interviews on Loving Life Over 60. Now, as you may know, there's an opioid epidemic in this country. Prescription pain medications are overused and very addictive. Many people in pain do not recognize the detrimental effects on their bodies and their minds. Helen Liebling interviews Dr. Mel Pohl, MD.
Opioid abuse in the United States is at epidemic levels. Nearly 40% of Americans use opioids to manage pain, reports the federal government study, with deaths more than quadrupling between 1999 and 2015.
Dr. Pohl, thank you again for this interview. Another interview with you is always a wonderful thing because it gives a lot of information. So today, I'm really concerned about the opioid epidemic throughout our country. And I would like to know, what exactly are opioids? And what category of drugs are listed under that word opioid?
Sure. So opioids or narcotics. Mm-hmm. So they basically are painkillers, derivative of morphine, and synthetic production of heroin is a cousin, and it is an opioid as well. The most commonly prescribed opioids for anyone, and particularly for seniors, mm-hmm. are drugs like hydrocodone. That's a generic name for Vicodin or Lortab or Lorset or Norco. Mm-hmm. Or oxycodone, which is the generic name for Percodan, Percocet, Tylox. Those are and OxyContin, which. Mm-hmm.
And would you say these drugs are all addictive?
Every drug that I've named has the potential to result in somebody becoming addicted. So the drug doesn't cause addiction; it's the drug in a particular person that results in addiction. The general message about opioids is they are not the best treatment for long-term chronic pain. Pain that's time-limited is well treated by opioids. Mm-hmm. But we've got data that says if you take them even after 10 days, if you take a drug for 10 days, the likelihood of you being on it at a year and at 3 years increases into the 20 to 30% range. Mm-hmm. So, but that said, for a short period of time, limited amounts and dosages and get off them as quickly as possible. Mm-hmm. Chronic pain is lifelong, long-term. You know, if it lasts more than 3 to 6 months, chances are it's going to be with you to some extent or other for the rest of your life. Opioids are not the right treatment of chronic pain in that situation.
And why is that? What are the dangers?
There's such a long list. We haven't yet defined addiction. We're just saying that these drugs, like many other substances, mm-hmm. if given to a person on a regular basis, cause the development of tolerance and physical dependence, which are serious problems. That pretty much means if I take a couple, three Lortab a day, mm-hmm. after a month, I got to take a couple, three Lortab, and it's not going to work. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to end up on six a day or a stronger medication. And that's the pattern that we see with people who have long-term use of these drugs is the dose escalates and escalates, the pain relief diminishes, if anything, and I'm stuck. Mm-hmm. I'm hooked. Mm-hmm. In addition to that, there are other side effects of these drugs. So, for example, everybody knows that they cause severe constipation. Also problems with thinking, cognition, so, mm-hmm. You know, it's harder to think when people take opioids. People who have lived on this earth for more than 50 to 60 years, right. have less capacity to metabolize these drugs. Our livers tend to be compromised as we age. They also affect the immune system, so that people can't fight off infection as well when they're chronically on opioids. We have a very sophisticated chronic pain recovery program here at the Las Vegas Recovery Center, and we spend most of our time not using medication, but using holistic measures to mm-hmm. look at what's the genesis of the pain, and more often than not, the majority of the experience of pain comes from my thoughts and my feelings mm-hmm. about the pain.
The opioid epidemic. It's the deadliest drug crisis in American history, killing about 90 Americans every day, roughly the same number as car crashes. The current crisis started in the 1990s, with the overprescription of opioid painkillers like OxyContin. Over the next decade, a growing number of people became dependent on these drugs.
I hope all of you really take this seriously and be careful. If you're in pain, talk to your doctor, find out more, get yourself educated, and get yourself off opioids if you're on them. Helen Liebling, SCATV, Anthem Alive.
Well, you better think twice before asking for a refill on your pain medication. For more information, you can call the Las Vegas Recovery Center at 888-219-1158 to attend one of their free educational meetings.
What informative and important information in that report. Thanks, Helen. Now, let's travel to the tortoise habitat at Red Rock Canyon with reporter Bob Goldberg for his interview with Kelsey Redditch, wildlife biologist.
Thanks a lot for being on SCA Television today. You're the wildlife biologist. Tell us what a wildlife biologist does.
So occasionally I get to go out into the field and do some fun surveys and whatnot, some tortoise surveys, bird surveys. Occasionally you get to do some mammal work and things like that. But the majority of my time is actually spent in the office. So I review different documents and everything when anybody wants to do any work on BLM, Bureau of Land Management, lands. They have to fill out an application and it gets reviewed by all the different resource specialists. And so I review things and try to relieve the potential impacts to tortoises because they are our key listed species here.
Tell us about the tortoise habitat here at Red Rock.
So our tortoise habitat here was originally built in 1995 and then it was expanded and improved in 2010. So we actually have 8 individual tortoises here, 6 females, 2 males. We just got 2 new ones, so that was really exciting for us. They were all former pets that have been rescued, either just they were brought to us directly or we worked with the Desert Tortoise Conservation Group, and they actually adopt out tortoises to members of the public, so we work a lot with them.
What do tortoises require as far as habitat to be okay in the desert?
So a huge thing is burrows. Burrows allow them to stay cool when it's too hot and then stay warm in the winter months. That's huge. That's the biggest thing. And they actually have multiple burrows within the area that they live in so that, you know, they can move around and eat some food and then go to this burrow or go to that burrow, you know, just depending on where they are. They eat a variety of different plants. Our habitat, everything that's within the habitat, they can eat, such as prickly pear cactus, globe mallow, dandelions, lots of other things like that, but those are some big ones.
How is the habitat managed? Do you have volunteers that come out here to help out?
Yes, so we work with the Friends of Red Rock group out here, and we have a huge volunteer base, which is really awesome because I can't come out here often enough. I'm doing a lot of paperwork, so I need those other people to help take care of the tortoises. They feed the tortoises 2 times a week, Saturdays and Wednesdays. And if people, we're always looking for more volunteers. So if people are interested in volunteering, they can go on the Friends of Red Rock website and they can sign up to come out here for a training that I actually put on. And I just go over a lot of basics about tortoises and then their responsibilities as the volunteers. So the female will lay eggs. She will dig a special burrow just for the eggs, and she'll lay anywhere between 1 and 15 eggs at a time. Yeah, it's a lot. And then she leaves, and they don't take care of them at all. And so it takes about, I believe, 130, 145 days for them to hatch, and then they come out and, you know, they learn how to be a tortoise. Yeah, they really have no sort of parental care.
The parents don't train them, like, this is what you need to do to survive in the desert?
No, it's just all their natural instincts that kind of tells them what to do and everything.
One thing I wondered was, what's the difference between a turtle and a tortoise? They both starts with T.
Right, and that's a huge question. We get that question all the time. So tortoises spend 100% of their time on land. They don't go in the water at all. Whereas turtles, they spend most of their life, if not all of their life, in water.
Bob Goldberg, SCA Television, Anthem Live.
And last, but definitely not least, we have fitness pro Tori Crum's tip of the week, preventing falls.
Did you know that one in three older Americans falls every year? And falls are the leading cause of both fatal and non-fatal injuries for people age 65 and older. Falls can result in hip fractures, broken bones, and head injuries. And even falls without a major injury can cause you to become fearful or depressed, making it really difficult to stay active. The good news about falls is that most of them can be prevented. Come to the free falls prevention classes on Mondays and Fridays in the Independence Center. Mary, our wonderful instructor, will teach you balance techniques and exercises you can do to help prevent falls and build your confidence, not to mention have a little fun and socialize. I hope to see you on Mondays and Fridays, 9 a.m. on Mondays, 8:30 a.m. on Fridays, and remember, it's free. What do you have to lose?
Thanks, Tori. As seniors, albeit young seniors, slips, trips, and falls can be devastating, so this training can potentially save a life.
Speaking of saving life, viewers, did you know that March is National Kidney Month, and our organ transplant support group is hosting a Kidney Smart class on Monday, March the 19th, in the Green Room at Anthem Center at 1 p.m. It's open to all residents. Email scaotsg@yahoo.com for more information or to make a reservation. Seating is limited.
Thanks, Phil. That was good information. Another great show today.
Indeed. You know, Phil, Anthem Alive brings both informational and entertaining program to our community with a new show every week. The crew of volunteers here do such a great job.
And the show is available to all of our residents continuously. You can catch it on Cox Channel 1960, that was a good year from what I remember of it, at 3 a.m., 6 a.m., 9 a.m., noon, 3 p.m., 5 p.m., 6 p.m., 7 p.m., 9 p.m., and for you insomniacs, midnight. Please, you can see Anthem Alive and all of our other programming on our website at www.sca-tv.com. Our schedule is in the Spirit magazine every month, so if it changes, you won't have to miss anything.
Wow, that was a mouthful. Got to agree, you're missing out if you don't watch regularly. The Spirit magazine and weekly e-blasts that come from your SCA HOA are vital if you want to keep up with the happenings in our community. If you haven't signed up for the e-blasts, you're missing out. It's free. Enjoy. It's easy. Just sign into the SCA HOA homepage at www.sca-hoa.org and make a few clicks. It's really not that difficult. Or you can simply go to SCA office and ask them to put you on the e-blast list. You don't have to be a blonde.
You're right, Phil. There is no reason not to be informed. Okay, let's tell our audience what they can look forward to for next week.
Well, I'd love to. The co-hosts for next week are Louise Rockhorst and Steve Holstrom. Steve has just become the new president of the SCA Performing Arts Club. They will tell you more about themselves next week.
We will start with Paul McDowell and an update from the Veterans Corner. After that, we'll have another of Bob Goldberg's Inside Outside Las Vegas and a story about World Ranger Day.
Then one of the last week's co-hosts, Kevin Daphne, will present his view of the markets on hard-earned money. Hard-earned? How can you get money any other way?
And Judy Lloyd brings us an exciting interview with Kerry Buchholz, President and Chief Operating Officer of the Golden Knights. Wow, how exciting is that? Have you been to a hockey game here yet? It's a lot of fun.
Well, I used to be a hockey player, but I love the idea of us having our own team here. That's going to be exciting, and we'll decorate next week for the Golden Knights. This was kind of an in-between week, so we got half winter and half spring, and boy, am I ever hoping for spring real soon. Anyway, that will be followed by People I See Around Anthem, and then a bit of British humor from Linda November. Phil, it's been so much fun co-hosting with you this week. You know, it's been a letdown week. Valentine's Day is over with. I'm in a bad mood because the Olympics are gone. Chinese New Year is over with. And it was just a really nice morning seeing your face here this morning. But you had a wardrobe malfunction. What's this all about?
This vest is from our upcoming show, Spotlight Club's upcoming show, 2x2x2, which is in June, 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. You can't miss it. It's a over-the-top production. We have a lot of fun in rehearsals. You'll have a lot of fun watching us. Come join us. Thank you.
Yeah, and the tickets go on sale on April the 1st, so don't be an April fool and miss that one. They'll be gone like that. Anyway, we'll have to do it again sometime soon, not wait for a year and a half.
No, not at all.
So from both of us and the entire SCA TV family, we hope that you've enjoyed this week's show and that you'll tune in again next week for what promises to be another excellent Anthem Alive. Bye for now.
Hello, I'm Phil Citron.
And I'm Phil Perry. We're both very happy to be co-hosting this week's Anthem Alive and are looking forward to sharing our lineup of stories with you.
We start with a piece about the brand new Revel, a refined senior community just opening in Henderson.
Then we'll have a report from the Lifelong Learning Club, followed by Loving Life over 60 segment, featuring Rana Goodman and Dan Roberts.
Then we will have a very compelling piece about the dangers of pain medications we all take and some helpful advice.
I don't take any. Finally, we'll take a trip with reporter Bob Goldberg to the tortoise habitat at Red Rock Canyon.
All that and more. So be sure to tune in to this week's edition of
Anthem Alive.